Hey there, anchor friends, and welcome back to the Gillian Perkins Show, where we're talking about entrepreneurship and business strategy. Today, I just wanted to give you some thoughts about investing in your business by hiring people, what that means, and what an impact that can have on your business. For so long, I heard people talk about investing in your business and outsourcing, and I didn't really know what that should look like. I felt really hesitant to do it because I wasn't sure exactly what the return on my investment would be, if it would really be worth it, if I would profit more because of it, or if it would just be money down the drain. After a while, I tried hiring a few people, and they were more assistant type people, general workers to do simple tasks for me. And in some businesses, that can be amazing. You know, maybe your email inbox is just overflowing, or you just need someone to help with the more menial, boring tasks in your business so that you can focus on your particular area of expertise. But in other businesses, such as mine, that wasn't as helpful. It seemed like people of that nature just needed a lot of training, and it was difficult for them to handle some of those more personal tasks, like responding to customers, without extensive training on my part. And that wasn't really what I needed help with, because those tasks were not the thing that were bottlenecking me. What was bottlenecking me was the more specific areas of expertise. I needed people who could do some things better than I could. I can answer my email fine, but there are people in the world who can write sales copy way better than I can, or who can run ads more strategically than I can. Different things like this that I can do fine myself, but other people can do even better because they have more experience and are more skilled at doing than myself. And so I found that instead of adding additional hours to my workday by buying hours from other people who were equivalent to my level of expertise, or perhaps even less skilled than I was, I could instead multiply my business by hiring people who are way more skilled than me. So just as an example of this, if I'm running some Facebook ads for a new program that I'm launching, I could either hire someone to manage the ads, which I could easily do myself, or I could hire someone to write much more compelling sales copy. That wouldn't just save me time, that could make the ads perform twice as well as they would if I wrote the sales copy. So that's just one little example of how hiring someone who is truly talented and amazing at what they do could really add to your business and truly multiply your efforts, not just add hours to your workday. Also, just this thought of, if you have people on your team who are the best in the world, then that is going to be a huge asset to your business. And you can have an amazing team by hiring the right people. A business is only going to be as good and as successful as the team behind it. And that is a choice that you, as the business owner, can actually make for yourself. So my question for you is, what is the best investment you have ever made in your business? Is there some position that you have hired into your business, or some freelancer who you've hired to do something for you, that has had an amazing impact on your success or your profit or the ease with which you run your business? What has been that most valuable position that you have ever hired for? Or if you've never hired someone before, what position would you really like to hire for that you think would have a big impact on your business? Thanks so much. Please call in, and I would love to feature you, and I'll be with you again soon.